And this segment, we're wrapping up with all about reimagining food waste, and we have people from the farming industry and recycling. One guest to my immediate left here is Noel Staley. He's co-owner of Staley Farms Organics and Staley Farms Markets and Staley Ranch. I think they just opened in Kensington. We'll ask him about that. Third generation California farmer, second generation San Diego. And how many people do you know like that? Former president of the San Diego Farm Bureau. Welcome to the show, Noel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. Michelle, where would you like to start?
Well, look, you know, we're talking about reducing food waste and then reallocating as it should be, first to humans, and then we talk about feeding animals, and then we talk about, you know, composting, and then there's business use on the bottom. We went a little out of order here. That was to accommodate schedules. But So actually both of our guests this segment are really working on the feed animals and the compost side of things. And so, Noel, tell us about what you do, because you have two businesses that can work together to make this work within your universe. And I think it's very, very interesting.
So we have Staley Farms Organics, part of our Staley Ranch, the original farm. And then we branched out and opened a couple of stores. And we have juice bars in our stores, and the initial waste that came to the ranch from the stores was from those juice bars. It became the ground up products, vegetables and fruits, and we started feeding that to our chickens and our animals, and it's grown from there to everything that can be recycled out of the stores gets recycled, and but that ground up pulp is amazing, and it's kind of fun to watch. I should probably do a YouTube video of those chickens. Like, they part like the Red Sea when we back those trucks in and unload those trash cans.
Have the eggs actually tasted better since you started doing that? Have you noticed any difference in quality or anything else?
Well, the chickens that we raise now is much different than what I grew up in. I grew up in a commercial chicken operation, and that was the best day of my life when I got out of that in sixth grade. I could have carried 50 birds in each hand. But that was back in the sixth grade. Now we have, you know, instead of 180,000 chickens on 10 acres or 5 acres, we have 500 chickens on the whole 300 acres, and we move them around every couple of weeks.
Happy chickens.
They're always pecking at the ground. Yeah, they're very happy. And then we add these barrels of compost waste. They're not compost, actually. It would go to compost. We call them the compost cans at the store, but they don't go to compost. They go right to the chickens. The chickens peck at it, and it's gone within minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and actually, you raise the chickens to sell as food, right?
We raise them for the eggs.
Oh, for the egg. Oh, yeah. For the egg. Okay.
For the eggs. Yeah.
And you also have other animals. I love that your pigs and sheep are grazing in your groves. Tell us about that.
Right. So I've always had animals on the farm growing up, and I got back into it a little bit over time. And I bought these baby doll sheep. They're real short, and so they don't eat the trees. Or if they do, they don't eat very high up. And they graze under the trees, and we're organic, so we're not spraying weeds. So you're either out there with a tractor mowing or with a weed eater. Well, our weed eaters are four-legged, and you don't have to put gas in the tank. And then our pigs are in literally mobile pens. The pens are very heavy. They're built out of old well pipe, and they're welded together, and then they have skis on the bottom side of them. So we literally hook a chain to those pens and pull them forward every 2 days, so that the pigs will root up the ground where they're working. So they do their business, and which helps my business. and they're very healthy. They get a nice shade because they're under the trees.
So you're an entrepreneur, so to speak.
Yes, an entrepreneur.
Oh, I like that. An entrepreneur.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Well, look, I mean, they on the farm, you know, things that would otherwise often, you know, on a produce farm, things that go to waste would be fallen fruit, bruised fruit. But instead, he's got a little Hoovers down there eating them. Constantly. And the pigs are pretty happy about it. They're eating the natural grasses. So he's got it going on at the farm. And then he also has a retail outlet. So he's making juice, which creates the pulp. And then that goes back in. And look, this pulp, like, everybody loves cold pressed juices. But that pulp from that process is a really big chunk of food waste that's being generated at the moment. There are some other businesses using it to create sort of veggie chips up in LA. You know, that's great innovation like that. Whatever we can do, I like, you know, his is sort of holistic. It's on site. Nothing's going to waste. And the compost, you know, feeds the soil. The soil grows the produce. And, you know, it's a perfect microcosm. And it's actually a reflection of what's, you know, people, if they have a small amount of space, you know, you can have a chicken in San Diego. You can have a small garden, and you can create that same little triangle in your own space, even if it's 20 feet square.
And that's my problem with juice. I think we're better off eating the whole carrot rather than the carrot juice myself and all these other juices. I think you're better off eating the whole vegetable. So, right?
Juice has its place. Look, right. You know, I mean, look, you know, we all need fiber, but juice is still good. And yeah. And the real point is like, hey, let's figure out a way to use that. And I think what Noel does is brilliant.
So. As a farmer, I look at it as, any way I can get them to eat my vegetables, you know, whether it's at my Staley Farms market or at my Staley Farms farm stand, you know, yeah. I want it. I want it either way.